I think that we're dealing with a president that wants to gay bash. What about the other Ten Commandments? Let's make a constitutional amendment against presidents that lie. Let's deal with the whole thing.
Senator Everett and Senator Kerry, you both try to portray yourself as different types of people in Washington, but you both voted for the Iraq resolution, which basically gave the president power to use any means that he deems necessary and appropriate, including military force, to respond to the perceived threat of Saddam Hussein. How can you criticize the president on his Iraq policy when both of you handed him a blank check to do whatever he wanted?
You don't want to know that.
Why didn't you not go for it? Why didn't you insist on caveats? It was a blank check. Why?
What we did is we voted on a resolution. The answer is, what we did is we voted on a resolution. It is for the President of the United States to determine. You regret your vote.
I did what I believe was right.
Do you regret it?
I believe I did what was right.
Do you regret it?
We don't get to go back, Larry. Over 500 men and women have lost their lives in this cause. All of us did what we thought was the responsible thing to do at the time. We're all right. We're not perfect. You know, I did what I believe was the responsible thing to do at the time. And if we did what we were supposed to be doing right now and what we said should be done right now, we would be, this policy would actually be
Senator Kerry and then Dennison. Let me return a favor from the last debate to John. You asked a yes or no answer. Do you regret your vote? The answer is no. I do not regret my vote. No. I do not regret my vote.
And the answer is, we're going to need a president who has the experience and the proven ability, to be able to stand up and take on tough fights.
Why didn't you not vote for it? Why didn't you insist on caveats? It was a blank check. Why?
When I vote to give the President of the United States the authority to use force if necessary to disarm Saddam Hussein, because I believe that a deadly arsenal of weapons of mass destruction in his hands is a threat.
No, I do not regret my vote.
House Resolution 260. This resolution provides for a resolution of inquiry, which is a process which demands the administration produce its evidence about what they said they had, weapons of mass destruction. Now is the time! Now is the time! Where are the weapons of mass destruction? We're going to find out! They're going to tell the truth! I am proud to have led 126 Democrats who voted against the Iraq resolution, and we've been saying it all along, as you've been saying it all along, and let this be a moment of truth-telling for America, that Iraq had no, there was no connection between Iraq and 9/11. There was no connection between Iraq, 9/11, and Al-Qaeda. There was no connection between Iraq and the anthrax attack on this country. And Iraq did not have those weapons of mass destruction. But this administration went in anyway and created a pretext for war. And this war was wrong. This war was fraudulent. And we must expose this administration.
Larry, as the Democrat who led the effort in the House of Representatives challenging the Bush administration's march towards war in Iraq, I'm very concerned about Senator Kerry's answer, because to say that there are no regrets in light of the fact that we know now that Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11, with Al-Qaeda's role in 9/11, with the anthrax attack on our country, that Iraq had neither the intention nor the capability of attacking this country, did not have weapons of mass destruction. It puts us in a position where we're endorsing the continuation of a war. And I'm very concerned that our party...
I said I had regret about the actions of the president.
Well, I can say that if you don't have an exit plan, if you don't have... If you don't have a way to get the UN in and get our troops home, there are Army reservists and there are National Guardsmen and women who are waiting to hear if they're going to be brought home.
Sure.
Or are we looking at a draft? Because you said you want to send 40,000 more troops there.
No, I haven't said that.
Senator?
I have never said that.
You never said you wanted to bring 40,000 more troops? Ever?
No, I said what we need because our troops are overextended in the United States and we've turned the Guard and Reserve into almost active duty. We're hurting families all across the nation who are paid less in the military than they were in the private sector. And our military is so overextended that what I said is, on a temporary basis, we need two additional divisions in the overall standing army of the United States, because when we rotate the divisions back this spring, we will only have two divisions active that are able to...
See, I see nothing that suggests that you would bring our troops home. If you're saying it now,
right.
If you're saying it now that you'll bring our troops home, then that's real progress in this debate.
How are we going to get 40,000 more troops, John?
Dennis, I laid out. I think I was the first United States senator to stand up.
How are we going to get 40,000 more troops, John?
Specific plan for how you approach.
How are we going to get 40,000 more troops, John?
To the table with respect to Iraq. And the way you can't just cut and run, Dennis.
Well, I've never
no democratic. Well, then you've adopted my plan. Because
no,
my plan.
Let me ask you one more personal question about Iraq.
How are you going to get an extra 40,000 more troops, John?
When I vote to give the President of the United States...
Why didn't you not vote for it? Why didn't you insist on caveat? It was a blank check. Why?
Because I believe...
Who has the experience and the proven ability, to be able to stand up and take on tough fights.
And Iraq did not have those weapons of mass destruction, but this administration went in anyway and created a pretext for war, and this war was wrong, this war was fraudulent, and we must expose this administration.
When I vote to give the President of the United States the authority to use force if necessary to disarm Saddam Hussein...
No. I do not regret my vote.
How are you going to get another 40,000 troops, John?